W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's prison agency releasing a statement saying that longtime Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has died at the penal colony near the Arctic Circle where he was being held. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more from the Foreign Desk.
Alexei Navalny has been one of the most prominent critics of Russia, one of the most prominent critics of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And just this morning, the Russian prison system announced he died. They claim it happened during a morning walk when he lost consciousness. Authorities were unable to resuscitate him. Navalny was serving a 19-year jail term for offenses that are widely considered politically motivated.
A verdict expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. He could be hit with millions of dollars in penalties and other sanctions. The judge already ruling that Trump vastly inflated his wealth and financial documents to obtain better deals and loans. An FBI informant who brought up allegations that Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden millions has been indicted for making false statements. This is ABC News. The Israeli military continuing a raid at a hospital in southern Gaza.
Less than a day after the Israeli army raided Gaza's Nasser hospital, doctors say four patients have died when a power outage cut off their ventilators. At least some parts of the multi-building hospital complex now without electricity and water. The IDF says it sent special ops into the complex to search for some of the 32 bodies of Israeli hostages based on, quote, credible intel, and to arrest Hamas operatives firing from inside the hospital. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
In Greece, activists cheering following the country's legalization of same-sex marriage. Couples will now also be able to adopt children. LGBTQ advocates spending years campaigning for the landmark ruling. Back in the U.S., another winter storm is swinging through the south and east, expected to bring snow from Missouri through New Jersey tonight and tomorrow, Indianapolis, D.C., and Philly all in its path. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Memphis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss in Memphis. Giannis had 35 points, 12 assists, his 43rd double-double of the season. The Grizzlies have been plagued with injuries. 18 different starters this year, the most in the NBA. How did the Bucks perform? Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad until we needed to be. We gifted like five threes in a row where we were standing there. But listen, that was the least of our problems.
College hoops, number 4th ranked Marquette on the road tomorrow against the UConn Huskies, the number 1 ranked team in the nation. The Badgers will try and snap a 4-game losing streak when they play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. In women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored 49 points in a 106-89 win over Michigan. Clark now the most points ever scored in a woman's college career, 3,569, surpassing Kelsey Plum. Caitlin Clark receiving congratulations from Billie Jean King, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler too. Our high 28 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at about 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 10 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Then on Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Mike Clemens and Terry Barr. Join us in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Beach Wabba.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday. We got a lot of great stuff. Sandra Rank is joining us in a couple of minutes, talking about a big day she had yesterday in Madison. Mark Hewson, Bell in Sports Medicine. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Is your son Charlie over the shock and drama of being here and seeing how this thing operates behind the green curtain?
Or doesn't?
Yeah, he actually loved it. The one thing he made the comment was, you guys need a bigger microwave so we can heat those soups up quicker.
I know, poor kid. I'm like, Charlie, go heat up these soups. Go heat these up. And he's like, I'm trying. They're still cold. I didn't tell him we got the worst microwave in America.
And then he came home and he devoured his thing of soup by about 5 minutes after we walked in the door. He loved it.
Awesome. That was great having you. You can bring him absolutely anytime.
Yeah, he loved it.
Great. Well, Mark, we're talking about a couple different things, but one of the things that you mentioned was the guy who got hurt in the Super Bowl untouched and he got a catastrophic injury. Things like that just happen, don't they?
Yeah, you know, and I just thought I'd bring it up. You know, we've had a lot of people ask questions saying, hey, what happened? You know, and this guy, all he was doing was running onto the field.
Yeah.
It happened when we were in commercial break, and I remember seeing something on Twitter from J.J. Watt, who was, you know, there at the Super Bowl, and it did happen that way. And then the second thing was, a lot of people say, what was the Super Bowl? Why can't this guy play? I can't emphasize it enough. You just cannot push off. It's like, it'd be like taking a leg. You're playing one legged out there. So no, he couldn't play. Yes, that's, you know, where it happened. And, for the common folk though. Yeah. I mean, you could, be playing in anything quick. It could be a tennis. You could be running in your backyard. You could just be running.
Well, like I said, pickleball. There's been so many Achilles injuries because of pickleball.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it usually does not affect young kids. We've talked about this before. You know, it's usually going to be someone who's a little bit older. You may even have a pre-existing condition, calf strain, Achilles tendonitis. There's lots of different things that, you know, but it also doesn't mean that if you have Achilles tendonitis, you're going to rupture it. But if you put yourself where you have that explosive movement and it's already irritated, yeah, your chances are a little bit higher.
Wow.
The guy was just sprinting out to get back in the game.
I mean, one of the most well-conditioned athletes, you know.
Yep. So what's the prognosis with this guy?
Well, he'll do fine. In fact, I think I heard last night he had surgery yesterday. If it was regular season, he's not playing the next week. He's not playing in a month. Unfortunate. It happened at, you know, the biggest time of his career, maybe at the end of Super Bowl. He had surgery. He may struggle to get back. When I say struggle, he may not come back full tilt at the start of the regular season. But he'll be fine for most of for the next season.
Mark, the weather is going to be getting nicer this week. You know, everybody always gets all excited. The weather's nice. I'm going out. I'm running. I'm biking. I'm doing all these kinds of things. I would imagine if you've been a little bit couch potato during all the football season and everything, and you go out too tough early on, that's when injuries happen, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, probably the biggest things you can do, besides walking out the door and trying to run a few miles like you, John, it's do a little stretching. You know, it's just, again, stretching your calf, stretching your quads, stretching your hamstring, stretching your upper body. Yeah, I get it. You're going out for a run. Even if you're going out for a walk, you know, just get a little bit of a light stretch in. Warm up those muscles. Warm up the tendons. Try not to do anything real quick.
You know, Mark, I've been walking, trying to do the steps here, okay?
He walks down.
Yeah, I walk down. But here's the weird part. Just walking up four flights, that gets me as winded and like your heart burning as anything. Is that good for you, or is that pushing it too much? And I don't know why. I mean, I go up and down the high school stadiums, you know. Although I will say there's some stadiums where I'm about halfway up. I'm really hoping somebody says, "Hey, Mino, how you doing?" So I can stop and kind of take a breather and tell you, "Hey, good, how you doing? Hey, yeah, good to see you. Should be a good one tonight, huh? Yeah, okay." And then I continue up. But there's something about stairs. Is there something to be said about going upstairs a bunch and having that much exertion, or is that almost too much sometimes?
No, I mean, it's good. It's good to have, you know, a little bit of exertion. I think it's a matter of how you're recovering. You know, if you're sitting there saying, "I walk, you know, 20 steps and I can't recover for the next 5 or 10 minutes,"
yeah,
maybe you need to get checked out. But if you said anyone, you know, if you have to go up some flights of stairs and stuff like that and say, "Well, you may be a little bit winded," you know, you are, you know, you're going to exert yourself. So it's a matter of just probably assessing the situation. If you're wheezing, if you're getting lightheaded, you're getting dizzy, it's time to sit down. You just got to be careful. You have to assess your body. But don't be going out and doing nothing and now trying to say, "I'm going to run 10 flights of stairs."
But breathing hard is one thing, but the real signal is when you get lightheaded, right? That's like, okay, it's time to sit down.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing what you don't want to do is you already have maybe a little bit of a cardiac issue going on. You don't want to pass out, fall down, now hit your head, and what happens? You know, now you just created more problems. So, you know, it's one of those things of sit down. Catch your breath, assess the situation, and, you know, just be smart.
Right.
You know, one thing, Mark, that's a little discouraging, though, is because, you know, I've got the pedometer now, and that thing's awesome, and it says, you know, how many calories you burn, how many steps, and everything. But it's so discouraging where they talk about, or maybe not discouraging, but almost like overwhelming. They say, "Well, you should try to get 10,000 steps. That's a lot of steps. And then you read, like I was doing, I do about 45 minutes of walking, and it says you burn like 150 calories, which is like a light beer or something. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like the ratio of how much hard you have to work versus what you work out. I think that's really tough to handle sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think, John, you just even talked about it. You know, we probably all want to, you know, maybe get in shape, or we want to lose weight. We want it to happen quick. It's not a matter of if you haven't done anything. Like we said, a lot of us have been inside for the Wisconsin winters. It's not a matter of now going out and walking for 60 minutes. That's tough on a body. Start with 10, 15 minutes, which may only be around a couple blocks, and that's okay. And do it maybe just for a week, and then maybe add another block in there. Or, you know, I tell sometimes people is, you know, look at telephone poles and walk to the next telephone pole that you haven't walked, and slowly add it in. You know, we have to do it in a slow pattern, not, you know, we haven't done anything, and now I'm going to do an hour and a half workout. Because what's the next thing you do? You wake up the next morning, you're saying, "I am so sore, right. I can't do anything."
That is 100% me. That is 100% me.
And Mark's talking about the people who are couch potatoes for the winter.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny's been a couch potato for 3 years.
Oh, my
so
God.
You really got to pace yourself getting on.
Wow. You know, it's just a matter of it's encouraging us saying, "Hey, you know what? Like you said, going to the 10,000 steps." Some people say, "Oh, I got to hit 10,000 steps." Who cares about the 10,000 steps? Maybe just say, "I'm going to walk for 15 minutes." And that's also not about walking steps. John, you could go to the mall and walk. You could go out, you know, now, I mean, it's going to be a little cooler weekend, but you could go outside. You could walk downtown. You could walk around anyone. Pick 3 or 4 blocks. Walk around them. come home and be done.
You know
and
what?
Then come out and do it the next day.
I got to be honest with you. When I was doing a lot of walking, my hip started hurting where I've got the artificial
hip.
Here
we go with that free advice. Okay, go ahead.
What do you mean free advice? Go ahead. Doing this
for
the listeners.
That's the danger.
This isn't about me. It's like somebody else might have this problem.
Did you hear?
So I'm doing it for them.
We had the mechanic on. All we talked about was Mino's car. But anyway, go ahead. Ask Mark whatever you want.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, it's great. It's just great. It's great to get people active. You know, we've had actually an easier winter. So, but you know, we've talked about it on a morning like this, if it's cold, yeah, guess what? You got to be careful of, you don't want to hit the sidewalk when it's also icy. That's why a lot of times I tell people go to a mall, you know, malls are open a lot of times before even the stores open up, do it where it's nice, dry, easy pavement. It's no steps and just, you know, even if you did two laps around the mall, start with that and see how you do.
But with Johnny's fake hip, does the weather, like, does it not work as well when it's cold? He complains a lot. I'm just trying to look for a way to rationalize this.
I do. I have been getting a sharp pain where my new hip is. It's not coming apart or something, is it?
John, it's probably not coming apart.
Okay.
You know what it is, John?
What?
We got to stretch. We probably got to stretch.
How do you stretch a hip, though?
John, just
Jim, of all the things that I'm going to look at you as an authority on, stretching isn't one of them. So back on.
I did a lunge and fell over.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You're right.
The guy who tries to do a lunge and falls over, his finger has to hold him up.
Okay, all right, John.
Okay.
I'll be quiet. Go ahead, Mark.
No, you know, I think it's a matter of stretching your quads, stretching your hamstrings. There are side muscles, you know, stretching your IT band. Just even like you sitting in a chair and putting your leg up, your right leg, and doing like a figure four position and then doing your left leg and seeing how much you can actually externally rotate it.
We just tried that.
I know that wouldn't work. I pulled something right there.
It's not saying you have to have a partner. It's going to stretch you. Some of these things are just basic little movements that you can do before you go out and say, I'm going to walk around those four blocks. Sometimes also people need the stretching when you come home. You shouldn't be in that much pain, though, if you come back and say, I'm in a ton of pain. Well, yeah, you may want to get checked out, no matter if you have that artificial hip or if you don't, because you want to know, hey, how bad is it in there? You know, is it grinding? Is it clicking? Is there loose pieces? Or is it, hey, I've just got tendonitis? It makes a big difference.
I've had a lot of people say it's amazing what the athleticism you still have with an artificial hip.
Oh,
I've had a lot of people mention that to me.
Never heard that.
I did. I've had a lot of people say that.
Okay.
A lot of them. So... Well, Mark, one last...
Is that when you go up and down the stairs?
Yeah.
No, that's when he sits
when I'm going up down the high school bleachers.
Yeah.
With two hot dogs and a thing in my... Still an athlete, eh, Mino? Yes, sir. Hey, Mark Hughes from Bell & Sports Medicine. We love having you on, and a lot of great advice. I've had a lot of people say that they really enjoy hearing from you and everything. So Bell & Sports Medicine, the place to go. You guys are state-of-the-art.
No, thank you. If anyone needs anything, 920-430-4888. We'll get you in. It's a great place to be seen for orthopedic injuries.
Outstanding. Mark Houston, thank you so very much, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You betcha. Mark from Bell & Sports Medicine. You know, why don't we just follow his advice? Why don't we do that?
We had that doctor
on. We don't
on.
Do it.
We had my trainer on.
We got personal advice from one of the leading authorities in Wisconsin, and we don't take his advice.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not listening.
Unbelievable.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Sandra Rank is in the house.
This
we're going to talk
good
about
one.
A very important day she had yesterday in Madison. This is very impressive. We got Christy and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band coming up. We still got a lot going on here before we close out the week. Stay with us back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you? Share hope. Find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope. Find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a Friday morning, 7:21. Sandra Rank from Sandra Rank Realty is in the house, but we got something else to talk about that's very important to her and to so many people in the community. Good morning, Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. But good. I'm going to just like, we're going to sit back and tell us about what's happened to you over the last 24 hours or so.
Okay. So yesterday I was in Madison accepting a Hometown of Hero Award. And I mean, if you know me, those awards give me hives. But the reason it was so important is I was able to speak in front of the entire state assembly on the subject of fentanyl. And because we're limited on time here, I'm going to jump right into it. So what I talked to them yesterday about was the last 2 years, Mitch died 2 years ago.
Your son.
Our son. And what I have done in the last 2 years is done the deep dive into fentanyl. I think people often ask me, like, why are you doing that? And my answer is, I think it's how I deal with grief. It's... For me, it has to make some sense or I can't put it to rest in my mind. So, and I also really, 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 really don't want other people to be sitting in my spot. So, and I just want to really help our community. So I have done the deep dive into meeting with anyone who's anyone in this town in any position of power that could help our area with regards to fentanyl. So yesterday when I was speaking with the entire state assembly, I think if I could sum up that opportunity in one sentence, it would be really hard-earned intelligence meeting power, because those people are in the position to, they are writing our legislature, they are spending the opiate settlement money. So it was a really big opportunity. And what I shared with them yesterday were the things that I feel like are opportunities that we can do right here today, now, any community. So one of the things that I've been frustrated with over the last 2 years is when I go to talk to people, it's not like I'm talking to them saying, hey, you know, that carpet's gray. It's hard for me to do that. And when I talk with people and it feels like nothing is happening, it's frustrating. So yesterday when I was talking to people, I felt like they were listening. And one of the things that I heard, I talked to John Gard the night before, I talked to David Steffens before I went in, there are 14 pieces of legislature happening right now regarding fentanyl. So if there's a lot happening, but Jim can attest to this, the wheels of motion are slow in anything having to do with public policy. So here are the things that I've noticed that could be helpful. And I'm going to go, I mean, I could talk about each point for an hour apiece, but I'm going to keep this super fast and super brief. We can have more discussions later if people have questions. All right. The big thing is, do people need to realize like how big of a problem fentanyl is? And I really briefly, like literally 300 people a day in this country die. That's a 747 crashing every single day. It's a leading cause of death, 18 to 49. The U.S. life expectancy has decreased now, average life expectancy, the last 2 years in a row because of overdose deaths. So,
can I just throw something in? I just saw the stat yesterday about the worst day of the Vietnam War was the first day of the Tet Offensive, and they lost 200. We lost 246 troops that day, the worst day of the entire war. We have more people die from fentanyl every day than the worst day in the history of the Vietnam War.
I have to. I don't exactly have my number here. Let me see. Okay, in 2018 in this country, 31,000 people died of a fentanyl overdose. In 2022, 110,000 people died.
God. It's this unbelievable.
So here's a big thing I learned in the last 2 years. Fentanyl isn't like any other drug. Fentanyl is really like a poison. It should be, in my opinion, one of the things that we could think about doing, the government can think about doing, is classifying it as a war chemical or classifying it as a poison. The reason to think about doing that is the penalties are different. And we need to educate people. They're not, this is 1 week in my life. Here are three things that happened in this, three calls I got this week. One child, not underage, overdosed on a fentanyl-laced pot. Second person died of a fentanyl-based opiate. Third person is highly addicted to fentanyl, doing things that is like a Mel Gibson movie. This is 1 week in our town. So, I mean, people need to realize this is serious. I think an idea is to have it be classified as something other than a drug. Secondly, we need to be having, like right now, we talked about this a little bit earlier. No one in this state is doing this. There's not a single person in charge of fentanyl. We have people doing it as part of their job, but we don't have like, and I know task force is not a big word people like, but for lack of a better word, we need intelligent eyes with intentional purpose looking at what is happening with fentanyl all day, every day. My God, the minimum for our state. Honestly, I feel like every county should probably have someone looking at that. And we talked about this before. And when I've done my deep dives, I literally feel like I have a PhD in this. It's grieving moms that are running the show. Guess what? We're all, we're devastated and we want to help. But grieving moms shouldn't be handling something that's kicking a 747 jet out of the sky every day. We need to have like really smart people doing this. So a task force would be really helpful. The next thing, massive, massive education. It is so duh to me on the border thing. I can't even go there. However, I can't control that. We can't control that. We can vote. That's all we can do. But we can control what happens in our community. I'm going to share a very quick story. I'm at the Northland, overlooks Republic Chalk House. They had a fire truck, a police car, and ambulance there. Walking to the window, our 7-year-old, a 12-year-old, and me, all looking out at this incident. 7-year-old says, "Oh my gosh, I wonder what happened." I said, "Well, I think it's probably someone had a heart attack, choked, or possibly an overdose." 7-year-old, "What's an overdose?" 12-year-old, "An overdose is when someone takes too much of a bad drug and they die." 7-year-old, "Why would anybody ever do that?" 12-year-old, "Addiction. That's why they would do that." 7-year-old, "I'm not saying anything." 7-year-old, "What's addiction?" 12-year-old, "Addiction is when people take that drug and they need it like they need to breathe and then it kills them." So in my head, I'm like, ding, 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 ding. There's our opportunity. It is education. We can talk about this when we come back from break, but what does that look like? Because people say we've done, one pill will kill. Say no to drugs. We don't need a slogan. We need actual hardcore education. I can talk about when we come back, a couple of those points, what those might look like.
Okay. Sandra Rank joining us. Really important stuff.
Thank you.
Back after this. Dennis McGladbag, Christy will be coming by right after this.
There have been times in my life I
I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'd always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting for me.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Any farmer in Wisconsin would tell you our international sales so far this calendar year, lackluster at best. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And that includes our dairy complex. For example, we've got a lot of cheese in cold storage right now. But Mike North, one of the primary owners of EverAg in Platteville, says take a closer look at the cheese that's in storage. Some of it's there for a reason.
Our country continues to demand more and more cheese that requires more and more time in storage. So some of this growth is aging programs at work and cheese just being carried longer to, you know, hit a different flavor profile. But ultimately, where we see it, you know, is in some of these American varieties, and that ultimately sends a signal that, you know, we're not keeping up on the fresh side either.
Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville, he says because of this new demand for that flavor profile that requires aged cheese, suddenly those storage numbers are hard to decipher as far as what they really mean to the marketplace. Well, the marketplace on a Friday morning right now, trading a little stronger after 2 days of negative ink. I'll get you the numbers next.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Barrel cheese in Chicago on Thursday dropped another 2 cents to 155.5. 40-pound block cheese down 2.25, 149.25. While AA butter on Thursday gained a penny to 272.75 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the March Class 3 milk is currently up a nickel at 16.85. The April milk is up 4, 17.17 a hundredweight. Right now, December corn in Chicago is a penny stronger at 4.58. November new crop beans are up 6 at 11.46. July new crop wheat, that's down 2 at 5.68 a bushel. Do remember, markets will be closed on President's Day Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler, too. Our high 28 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at about 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 10 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Then on Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Tom.
Dom. And Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Christy and Dennis from the Glam Band will be joining us in a few minutes. But right now we've got Sandra Rang talking about something extremely important. I've got a text here. I'm listening to Sandra speak with tears in my eyes. I have no personal experience with fentanyl. God bless her for what she's doing. Something good will come out of her personal tragedy and she will save lives.
Amen, sister. Okay, I'm going to hop right back into it.
Go right ahead.
So on the education piece, what can we be telling our kids? Here is where fentanyl is going to cross over into a lot of people. Not people are going to see it more than they think. And this is a courageous thing to say. I don't need any comment on what you think or don't think about it. One of these things I've learned in this process is to meet people where they're at, not where you think they're at, where you want them to be at, where they should be at. You have to meet them where they're at. And one of those things is marijuana. A lot of teenagers smoke pot, whatever. They do it. All right. Let's just call a spade a spade. When they are doing this, they are smoking pot with they literally have a half-loaded gun, Russian roulette. So one of the things to think about is, do we legalize it? Because that is the mechanism where it's going to cross over into a lot of people's lives. Nobody that's addicted to fentanyl is on purpose addicted to it. They're exposed to it. Why are they exposed to it? This is part of the education process. $5,000 turns into $1.5 million for the cartel or whoever's selling it. It is insanely profitable. It is insanely deadly. Look at your, like right now, look at a pen cap, look at a toothpick top. That's the amount that kills you. These kids need to know, like, why do we not have any functioning fentanyl users? You know why? Because they can't keep their eyes open. It slows your heart rate down. Do you know how long it takes to die of a fentanyl overdose? Less than 2 minutes. If you're smoking a joint by yourself and it's laced, you nod forward or nod back, you're dead. It cuts your airway off. This is the education we need to be having with these kids. Not one pill will kill. I'm sorry. They need to have all the education. Okay, moving on. Community detox centers. This idea came up in a discussion with a local hospital, Bellin. Love Bellin. They said, what if we did, we have community hospice centers. What if we have a community detox center? A detox center is really important for these two reasons. Number one, when they say, I need help, fentanyl is a really short half-life. When you go into withdrawal really fast on fentanyl, you need to be able to get there within the next 2 hours, not the next 24 or 2 weeks, because everything's full. Secondly, detox centers provide a holding area. You could put someone on a hold there where they can get a clear enough mind for like 48 hours, maybe 72, where they can make a different decision. We don't have anything. No communities have it. We just don't have any resources. If you're in trouble, I'm sorry, but you're up shit creek without a paddle. So that's something we could do. And the last thing, let's be honest, people. Let's talk about it. Let's put it on the news. Why do we not hear we have one of the worst fentanyl problems in the state? Let's talk about how many people are dying. Let's be honest, because let's face it, this is a super complex problem. But let's Lombardi it. Break it down to the basics. Number one is communication and talking about what's really happening. That's really important. So, and not a rant, but these are my suggestions on what we can do as a community today to help.
Can you come back next week and we'll give you as much time as you want to talk about this? Because this is something that's affecting our whole community like you can't believe.
Well, I know, but I mean, I feel like I've said my ideas. We'll talk about that.
But we do a couple things that people can do.
Yes.
I think we need a fentanyl czar.
Yes.
I do. We need a leader because everybody's afraid of it because it's like not a good thing.
Well, let's not get afraid of it because guess what?
I hear what you're saying. We're all sitting ducks. I just want to say that people can call their legislator and lobby for that. They got the money. They got opiate money, plus they're sitting on $7 billion surplus. They got the money to hire our expert that could do a lot of the things you're saying.
Right.
And then locally, there's a lot more we could do in terms of these detox things. But I think we need, and then the other thing I would just say when you talk about not talking about it, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And I've said this to some people I've interviewed for my podcast is I want you to do me a favor. Every time you mention the NFL draft, I want you to mention fentanyl. We got to talk about it. We have got to talk about it.
Because that's how we deal with it.
Right. Like anything, right?
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Sandra
Rank. You're welcome, amazing. Guys. You're welcome, guys.
Congratulations on the award you're given by the legislature, the assembly and everything.
Thank you.
And continue this fight. We're right with you. As much as you need
us. I'm in it for the long haul, baby.
So are we. You're the best. Sandra Rank, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, guys.
Wow, that was incredible. Absolutely incredible. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band and Christy coming on in.
They're going to share a mic this morning, guys.
Oh, okay.
I can jump out.
You sure? Yeah. Jim said he'll jump out.
I'll get out.
Well, it would just have been quicker, but that's fine.
I know, but I don't know if you want Jim in your room with the way he's been today.
No,
I mean, he's been so cranky.
Keep him in there because she's
okay, let's just do that. Because otherwise then I'm going to have to leave and come and break you guys up and whatever.
This Lent is tough on me.
Is
you
that
know?
What it is?
It is. It is.
That's what it is? That's why you're
it
so...
He's blaming it on Lent.
No, just, you guys, I want to say that back in the day in City Hall, I would give up coffee. And they're like, that's harder on the staff than it is on you. I didn't give up coffee, but, you know, the whole... Red meat and carbs, that's been hard. So I'm sorry. I'll be much better after the weekend. Maybe a little detox.
Red meat and carbs, what, you're eating them or you're not eating them?
Not.
You're not? I didn't know that.
That up.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, John, I'm not.
Oh, I'm an expert on the keto diet.
I'm not doing the keto diet.
I am. That guy, no, I can tell you all about it.
No. The keto diet, I don't want to do that because that guy, we had somebody in here and he said, look, once you get off, it like comes back twice as fast. Like even
it
more.
Does. I know.
I don't want to see something.
Thank you.
So anyway,
I'm going to play their theme, if that's okay to get it.
Oh
into.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Sounds good.
Yeah. Enough about you, Jim. How about we just kind of move on?
Okay.
Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay, in the City Deck Landing Building. And now here's Christy Barlamont and from the glam band Dennis Peters.
I just want to say, be prepared, guys, because the mayor's just been dissing everybody today.
Incredible.
So he might actually go after you guys.
Incredible.
As much
love
as we love
these two. Yeah. Love these two.
I can take it. I've been married before.
Yeah. Twice.
I mean, we wonder why he goes and eats dinner by himself. Wow.
I think if we add up the marriages in this room. Oh, go ahead. All right. Let's.
Wow. Very fresh.
See what I mean?
Very fresh today, Jim.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
You're tough crowd around here.
Let me tell you something. Here, use my. I'll run in there.
Go ahead. Oh, you're good. You're good.
No.
Well, good morning, everybody. That was a fun night last night, wasn't it?
Very fun.
Very. What's that? Okay, so our friends over at Epic Event Center, they are having Mr. Big. He is an American hard rock supergroup from Los Angeles. The doors open at 6:30 and the show is at 7:30. Tickets are $27 to $65. And how do you say his name?
Billy Sheehan is his name. He's probably the best bass player in the world ever. I mean, he's right up there with Stairway to Heaven. You know, he's amazing.
Really? And where's he going to be?
At Epic Events.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's Mr. Big's, their farewell tour.
They're
wrapping it up.
Yeah. Wow.
Like a bunch of rock bands of late.
You guys ever going to wrap it up?
Never.
I never rap, brother. I rock.
Oh, come on. Here we go.
Does Mr. Big still have
never
the long
wraps
hair?
It up.
Do they still have the long hair? Was it Mr. Big?
Billy still does.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm the one who wants to be with you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, those guys. Yep.
Now my Friday is complete.
Sorry.
Seriously.
About that.
My Friday is complete now. Jim, thank you, Todd.
I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to.
Jim, you ever say to yourself, why are we here? Why are we here?
Very often, Jim.
Go ahead. Just go Todd and the guests. That's all.
What have I? What have I done to deserve this?
Exactly. Wow. Okay. That was really good, though, Todd. That was very good.
It wasn't. I was just in a mood.
I thought that was very good. Who sings better, me or Todd?
Oh, my gosh. It's okay. That one I will give to Todd. Anyway, when we're...
All right. Wow, you got one kudo from the mayor today, Todd. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Todd's not tone deaf, huh?
Wow. Yes, not. All right.
Okay, and over at the Rec Center, the Green Bay Boat Show is going on, and that's going on all weekend. Tickets for adults are $15. Seniors and military is $10, and children...
Hoo-ah. That is awesome.
It is.
You, yeah. Johnny, you're a boat guy.
It is.
That, and you see everything and anything on there. And,
yes.
And that's an advancing technology. There's some pretty cool stuff. And what do you like to do? You like, how many skiers you want to pull? That's a fun show. $15 at, and it's at, where's it? Where's it at?
At the Rush Center. Yeah, so Friday.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, today, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they are having, it says, seminars on Team Winnebagoland, an education stage. So
cool.
All about, you know, ice safety and all that good stuff.
I'm going to get my license.
For what?
For boating. Captain's license.
Captain. I was going to say, can you be more specific?
Yeah, I was like,
all you got to do is fill out a form. It's $10.
Did he get
whatever,
a card?
Jim.
It's nothing.
You got to know about buoys and stuff.
What about them?
It stay within.
You got to know the weather.
No, you don't have to know the weather.
You need to know the weather.
Take Jim with you. He'll know.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing Jim doesn't know.
I feel sad for my mom.
What happened to Jim? He's like, put him next to a buoy. I chained him up out there.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
My mom raised three buoys all by herself.
There we go.
And also,
I like your shirt, by the way. That's a cool shirt.
Thanks for noticing.
That's like a rock sailor. Star. That's like a rock star shirt. That's a rock star shirt.
He is
that's
a rock
cool.
star.
That's what I mean. Okay.
Very cool.
Craig's all Friday.
And one more event in Green Bay is the Snowball, and that is at Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. And that is today. Tickets are $40, and it's from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
So it's one of their big fundraisers.
Yeah, it's Extreme Entertainment is going to keep the party going. They have favorite songs. You can dance, all that fun stuff. It's serviced by Gerzak's, and you can – I thought you'd like this, John. You can enjoy a huge grazing table if you're feeling snacky.
Grazing table. I like snacky. The sounds of that.
And is that what it's called, really?
Seriously, that's what it says.
I love
and what
it.
What did we learn last night, John? It's okay if you eat morning doves. What did Randy's family eat?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Randy Scannell.
Muskrats.
Muskrats. They ate muskrats.
Morning doves followed by night owls.
I was stop judging John Mino.
Yeah,
you're eating muskrats.
Because they're from Canada, and they're like, that's what they ate in Canada. They're like French-Canadian types. They came down, and they ate muskrats.
And so that's why.
How does that? Oh, my God.
And somebody should study that. Poutine,
wow.
I just had a new
bananas.
Jim has nothing good to say about anyone today. Not a single thing good.
He doesn't say anything to me yet.
I told him how great those sweet potatoes were.
Delicious.
Yes.
You know, I got upstairs and I'm like, you know what? I gave John all my soon to be expired food. Natalie and Seth took the pizza upstairs. I didn't eat anything. I was going to eat some chips and salsa.
But wasn't that good, those sweet potatoes?
The sweet potato fries were amazing.
Yeah.
The Heights.
Yes.
Try it out if you haven't been there.
Yeah. And Ashley's a very nice waitress.
Oh, yes. It's 7:45. Yes.
There you go. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Like I was just telling you, we're up at Island Casino last week, and you guys are huge up there. They're so excited about. Is it tonight you guys play up there?
We're heading up there tonight, playing tomorrow night.
Do you guys stay overnight when you guys play that?
They're so nice to us that they're letting us actually stay for two nights without a restraining order. It's amazing.
But to me, that's a heck of a drive.
It's
two lanes a long way up there from Menominee up to there. And
I thought Tulane was in New Orleans, but anyway.
Hey. But you know what? It's one of those things, though, too, where I think a lot of those people up there, you guys probably don't go much further north than that.
Is there much further north?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know what I mean? So I think you got a lot of people from like the Marquette area and up there that come down because that's the closest you guys will be for them. And you guys are huge up there in the UP.
It's weird.
It is. Isn't it though? It's
can
huge.
I have your
We're
autograph?
Grateful though.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah. Hey, worst Stallone movie ever.
Worst Stallone movie ever?
That was it. Stop or my mom will shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Remember?
Yeah.
Worst one ever made.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's my vote, too, if we had to do that today.
Stop or my mom will shoot. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
So, in Appleton, by the way, at the Performing Arts Center, Les Mis is actually going to be there.
Oh, wow.
From the 20th to the 27th. I was pleasantly surprised to do that, to see that when I was doing my research. Tickets are, they're worth it. They're like the 150 range and more, whatever. Yeah. But get there. Get your tickets, and it's worth it. I won't go into the whole show because we don't have a lot of time.
That's one of the all-time great
everybody knows about
shows, though, Les Mis.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and Oshkosh, by the way, there's an annual daddy-daughter dance at the Oshkosh YMCA. It's tomorrow night. And the price for members is $50 per couple, additional girls, $15 per girl, non-members, $75 for the couple. Anyway, don't miss out on the chance to twirl your little girl around the dance floor at this year's Disney Royal Ball Daddy
Did you ever do
dance.
That?
Of course. He has three daughters.
No, I didn't. But
no?
I did the father-daughter camp.
Oh.
That's through the
Unalaya?
Y as well. Yeah. That's through the Y as well, but that father-daughter dance, that's very special, and they'll remember that. So
indeed.
I would encourage people, if they can, to do that.
So if any questions, call 230-8439 or email Taylor Douglas at the YMCA.
And when I read one of the books on Vince Lombardi, I think When Pride Still Mattered, it talked about that, how, you know, he was didn't do anything with his family very much, but he did his daughter dance. And he said he just tore it up on the dance floor and everything. And it's like, that was a real special moment for his family's life when he did that.
They can be, and it should be. And that's at, in Oshkosh. That's awesome. And I would encourage all you dads out there, and Johnny's got daughters too. This is something that's going to be memorable for them. So get out there, and $50, that's going to be a great night.
Tomorrow at the Y.
If they saw me dancing, it would be memorable. We got to take a quick break. Christy and Dennis back right after this. Jack,
the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank's Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dyceville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, wrapping it up on a Friday. We've got Christy and Dennis from the Glam Band joining us in the What's Going On This Weekend segment.
How's it going, eh?
Hey.
How are you?
So, okay, so you guys are going up to Island Casino tonight, but not playing until tomorrow? Is that right?
That's right, sir.
So you're doing one night show?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't see their ballroom type thing. Is it pretty cool there?
Yes, it's huge.
Okay.
It's huge. I believe if you can, people say, how many seats does it have? Well, it stands about 900 to 1,100 people.
Wow.
Holy smoke.
It stands. I say stands because they take the seats out.
Well, and even your thing at Epic, everybody stood. I mean, for the whole thing.
Sure. So it's interesting. But yeah, they take the seats out. They put a few tables around, but people stand around and the tables.
Okay, I got to tell you something you're going to be proud of Jim about, okay?
We always are.
I'm sure the list is long.
Yeah. Listen to this one, though. So he came up with this idea that, and it's a lot of his ideas are crazy, crackpot type ideas, okay? But this one was like, huh, he wants a Whammy Hall of Fame.
I agree with you.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's, they threw it out there. So we had the guy from the Whammies on here the other day talking about it. Got an email, talked to the president of the Whammies. We love the idea. Can we talk?
I love it.
That's pretty cool. That's
so overdue and needed. Absolutely.
Well, it's going to take a lot of work.
You look like the mayor for nothing.
No, I want to get it done. And it just, you know, John kind of goes off on tangents. My ideas are not crackpot. They are just, I'm a visionary and they're all good. It just takes a team to bring them to fruition.
We made six pasties in one day, and you thought we're going to make 500 in that day. How's that coming along?
He told this story at our event last night about the pasties. Everybody was dying.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And we're waiting for the ping pong.
So the Carlton West isn't here anymore. So where would a guy put the?
That's a really great question because we're talking about
Epic.
Like
Epic.
Yeah. But the problem is though, if somebody's in town on vacation, they say, hey, let's go to that Hall of Fame. Epic isn't open during the days, right? You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. I understand.
Self-guided tours. The technology will be there, so they can buy their pass and go to the door. And
use
go
the
through,
app.
Right,
yeah.
And get in there and through self-guided. Where John gets, he's one of these, like, bureaucrats. Brilliant. This is why we can't do it. I'm not like that. This is, Johnny, this is going to work. This is going to be great.
It's the way you do it.
Technology.
Did you hear about our other new endeavor?
I'm afraid to ask.
Mine with the mayor of vodka?
Not
cut
gin.
It out.
No, yeah. We're going with vodka.
Vodka
because
okay.
We're going with vodka for a couple of reasons. One is it's more universal than gin.
Sure.
Some people don't like gin because it's the whole pine needles.
Hoity-toity.
Well, hoity-toity.
I don't like it. I don't like gin.
Nobody likes gin.
Oh, come on.
I really don't, Jim. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But vodka is more universal because we can use it everything from the Bloody Marys to
true that.
And John drinks it every morning. So I just think it's something that we can come in and attest to it when we're here. And I think that's a good start. But we're gonna incorporate honey into one of the lines.
Oh heck, there you go.
Big Wayne's gonna provide us with the honey.
Right.
Does Big Wayne know this?
He does.
Well, kind of.
He will.
They put him on the spot this morning on the show. He said yes.
Right.
Oh, God, I love Big Wayne.
What's the potato capital?
Idaho.
Well, no, but in Wisconsin.
Central Wisconsin area.
Yeah, yeah. But the city, I mean, come on.
Almond?
I have never heard of Wisconsin being a potato state.
Oh, come on.
You're making me feel special. I thought it was Idaho.
I know Almond has the tater tot every year.
Todd?
No idea. I don't know.
They come from Antigo.
I was not aware of that.
I didn't know that.
Huge.
Anybody out there know that potatoes come from Antigo?
Wild Rose and Almond has a tater tot every year, so that's what I'm thinking. But
okay, there's something with one of the guys in Antigo supplied Lay's. Like, they are huge potato people up there.
I'll be dipped.
My wife is from there, and that's where we're gonna get our product from. And we'll cut him in for 5% too.
Good
but
plan.
It is. Yeah. It's gonna work too. And then the manufacturing facility we're working on, and I guess the licensing isn't that hard to get it. So when you go out to the liquor stores, then mine on the mayor, and then we're gonna package it in 97.9.
Are ounces. You gonna sell it in the market? Nice.
That's
you can
beautiful.
Sell it in our market.
That's up to you.
Waterfront Market. Okay. I would love to.
And you guys both have cases for labels, too. It'd be great. I think that's awesome. Let's call Jim Butter because he's on a roll today.
Absolutely. Wow. What else is going on, you guys?
I'm just happy to be here. There's a battle on Bago this weekend. They're not doing the fishing on the ice, by the way, but they're raising a lot of money with the raffles and whatnot. So that's at Miller's Bay in Menominee Park. The battle on Bago is still on, but ice fishing is canceled, so just keep that in mind.
But it's one of those things, too, where that event, that party atmosphere,
indeed.
Or whatever you want to call it, raises a lot of money for local charities and things
like that. Over 300 total prizes valued at $200,000, and a Ford F-150, a Lund boat is going to be given a $10,000, two $10,000 cash prizes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeti coolers, and et cetera. So I don't know where that came from, but general raffle, gun raffles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what? One thing people don't realize, a lot of these fishing tournaments and everything like that, they help local community things like you can't believe. I mean,
absolutely.
They don't keep the money. They go back into the community, and that's what Bango the Bay does. It's really a cool thing.
That's what matters.
Today and tomorrow, so, you don't have to put your boat out there. Just, just head out there and
support a good cause.
Support a great cause.
Absolutely. You know, I saw something, they still, harvested, 200 sturgeon.
Really?
Despite it being the way it was. I guess in some other areas, there was thicker ice, I still wouldn't have gone close.
Yeah, and we don't want to forget our dear friend, Eric Rathsack from Ask Your Mother. He will be performing Saturday at Tanner's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
$10 cover and starts at 6 p.m.
We heard what was the name of it, Todd? The Beatles thing at Waverly.
Oh, American English.
I mean, it was huge. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We had some people here to talk about. They were there, and they said it was just fantastic.
Those guys are amazing, too, in the band. They're such humble fellas.
Really?
Nice fellas.
That's cool.
Raising a lot of money for the Mac Fund with that event.
Indeed.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Wasn't Gizmo just there?
Yes.
Yeah, Gizmo was the one that was telling us about
it. Did he work?
He was the introduction. He was the Ed Sullivan.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love Gizmo.
We did a magic trick over the air.
I saw it. The cards. That's incredible.
It was cool.
Is your Christmas rug still outside your door? Did he work his magic and get your Merry Christmas rug away from your door?
No, why was he going to?
I that's what I said. You still have your Merry Christmas rug outside your door.
Magic on the radio. That's tough.
I got text messages from Todd about my Christmas trees out front. I got Christmas trees being thrown into a fire pit. Why don't you get rid of those Christmas trees?
Wow.
Because John tries to keep Christmas all year long.
Absolutely.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to keep the
Christmas spirit all year long.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that spreading the love at City Deck Landing.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Hey, the city just took down their wreaths the other day because I gave them crap about them. Yes.
Was it taken down by youths?
I said that was like in the UP where people leave their Christmas lights on in a lot of places all year round because they don't want to go out when it's 40 below and 8 feet of snow to put them up again the next year.
The youths are taking down the wreaths.
The youths. Hey, good luck up in, I'm trying to think of the name of that little town. Is it Harris?
That's correct.
Harris, Michigan.
It's right on the borderline between the Central and Eastern time zone for those keeping score at home.
That's right. And you know what? It's confusing because my phone did not switch over to Eastern time.
Depends on what tower you're on.
Exactly.
And we're on Eastern time when we perform there. They run their clocks on Eastern at the casino.
Okay. Because that is confusing. Your phone is going to say it one and everything else is going to say another. Wow. Hey, always great having you guys here.
Thank you
so much.
Fun stuff taking place. And we're just getting started with all the outdoor stuff. And down there, because we were talking about you guys last night about performing downtown here by the sardine can type thing again.
Oh, you bet,
if you guys are going to do that,
you
and
bet we are.
How big that is. So we got to talk more about that now that spring is on the way.
Indeed.
We'll do that next week. Cool.
Sounds great, bro.
Awesome. Dennis Pittier, best luck.
Good to see you.
Island Resort and Casino this weekend. You guys could just kill it. They can't wait for you to get up there. Christy, keep doing what you're doing for downtown Green Bay.
Thank you.
Mayor, just go take a nap.
Potatoes come from...
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.